This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Don's here, Anthony here, Michael out today. We hope he feels better.
Oh, yeah! We miss you, Michael.
We miss Michael. But ENN, of course, as always, is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah!
Hey, guys, how we doing today?
Well, I'm swell.
Fantastic.
Been a fun day.
I think so. I've enjoyed the show.
And then, of course, we had MLB Network on, ESPN had it on, the Shohei Ohtani press conference, which, of course, we'll get into a little bit more here as we roll along. But first, before we do anything, the most important thing we do is say good evening to Don and Peter.
I think you got to be a cold stone killer to be an executive in the National Football League.
I think it's a stone cold killer.
What'd I say?
I didn't know.
I gotta tell you, it's a hell of a drop.
It could make the Flub region next year. Yeah. I gotta start putting that together. I give myself like a 2-week break before I start
take a break,
breaking down drops again.
It's time.
All right, what about Richard and Don? This can make it.
Give me 1, 2, 3. Walt Frazier, Frank Gifford, Derek Jeter.
Wow, well, again, it depends on the era. If you're talking to somebody that's under the age of 50, they would have Jeter. Well, don't yell at me.
Just answer the question. Richard feels very comfortable, which I guess is a good thing, right?
You have to understand, it's not his fault. He needs Don to just hurry up and shut up so he can get on to the next thing he wants to say. Do you understand?
I do. And then, of course, we have this again.
Don, 50, they would have Jeter. Well, don't yell at me.
And hi, Peter.
By the way, I don't want anyone to think I'm in the bathroom. I just had a mouthful of salad. Thank you.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Is that about 15 minutes left to vote on Drop Madness. Guys, a couple of close matchups today. Let me just pull them up here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. There's one that is really, really close.
There's a couple.
K People Suck, the 11 seed in the troubling region, actually has a 4% lead right now on Don. Chris Russo floats on air.
Ooh, really?
So that's a potential
People
upset.
Suck is beating Chris Russo. That's Chris Russo. He's gone. He floats on air.
The 11s are out. The 11s are out for blood in the nether region. Danny Sausage beating Bob Costas.
We saw that coming.
That's a hell of a drop in the nether region. I'm not shocked.
But you know what you should be shocked at? I think this is shocking personally.
What is your take on Sausage?
There's a team that came in, they had all the hype. They could have been Kansas,
mm-hmm.
Let's say. I don't know what happened. Maybe they got an injury in the tournament, but
wake up, Flip.
In danger of going home.
Really? What's the score?
It is 54-46.
I've got a team that stinks.
Now, as we know, the unfair advantage, like all the blue bloods, a Don Yell, no matter where you see
it. It doesn't matter.
It really does have a
chance. I knew this was going to happen, but Don, thanks for the call, is gonna lose. It's somewhat close.
Now, look, you still have a chance here.
Was it 55-45? There's still 12 minutes left, but with over 1,000 votes.
What about?
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one won.
I believe
it's
that
up big.
Is in the lead right now. Oh yeah, it's big.
It's cruising. I'm gonna be in a way if this wins.
It's cruising.
I don't think it's gonna win, Don, but it's definitely gonna win this round. Now again, TMKS ESPN on Twitter. Go
vote for God's sake. Don't just hear us talk about it. Be a part of it.
Now we're seeing it again. Shohei Ohtani speaking with a new interpreter. Saying that he had.
By the way, that interpreter has also, I now heard, already been accused of doing inappropriate things.
Yep. Wow.
Don't say it.
Already today, the new one is already doing other things. I can't say what.
That didn't take long at all.
He looks like somebody, doesn't he?
Who?
I don't know. The interpreter.
The
looks...
interpreter? I know. You think it's Eric Spoelstra?
Good call. That's it.
You think it's Spoelstra? He's giving Spoelstra. Is he not?
Do you think Spoelstra just got a nice contract? I don't think he needs the money.
No, but he does look a little bit like Spoelstra. That's right. Big Spoelstra vibes.
So what happened here was Shohei Ohtani said the thing that we all thought was a possibility, right? We were talking about all the horrible possibilities, and we were also talking about the horrible possibility as well that he may have had no knowledge of this. And according to Shohei Ohtani, through his interpreter just now, moments ago, he said he had no knowledge this was happening. He never bet on baseball. He never bet on any other sports. He never advised anybody to bet for him. And any ideas about he transferred money to somebody? No. It was all through his interpreter, Mizuhara. He was the one who transferred the money. He had access to transfer the money. He told the people that he was transferring the money to, I'm in talks with Shohei.
You know what
it's
he said?
Good. It's
you know
fine.
What, you know what Shohei actually said when they accused, when they said, no, you're the one who's responsible. His actual response.
That's not true.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what he said.
We may never be able to get to the bottom of this.
No.
Because if he had total access to Shohei's account, how does he prove theft? And how are you going to be able to get to the bottom of it? Because the way to get to the bottom is, all right, did Ohtani send the wire transfer? Well, yeah, technically he did, but it was through his interpreter's access. So there's no way you're going to be able to get resolution to it because there'd be no paper trail.
It'd be hard to do.
Ohtani could be lying. Now, the thing they could find out about is whether he was the one doing the gambling.
Which he also denied.
But as far as whether he was funding it or whether it was stolen, I don't know if we can ever get resolution because this guy sounded like he had total access.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it's probably going to be, all right, he had the access, he stole it, and Ohtani's going to be fine.
Okay, but let's suppose Shohei is as big a rube business-wise as I am. Not very bright.
Hmm.
He doesn't have anyone else laying an eye on his finances who would go, hey, Shohei, what's up with blank? Like, well, he just has, like, the interpreter would have to be dealing with a business manager.
It is an interesting point that,
right?
Like, the interpreter is also the guy who's handling the money.
Right, hold on.
Or no one else is handling
the interpreter
money?
Just has, like, a link to his QuickBooks account, and he's just like, I got it, don't worry.
Now,
one else. This guy's worth $1 billion. I mean, he's not worth it yet, but he's going to be worth $1 billion.
Again, I don't. Now, if he married someone like my wife, then I would think the wife would be able to be the one to say, where's all this money going, Shohei? But I don't think she's going to be the one to blow the whistle on her own husband. But she, you know, she may know. Like you said, is there somebody? Well, she just married him. I think she'd want to know what's in the account. She might be paying attention to it. Where's all this money going, Shohei? Oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
You think New York Post would consider going with the headline, Shohei the Money?
Oh, wow. That'd be something.
I always go as far, not that I read the papers, that they might have used it already.
Shohei the Money could already be there, right?
Yep. The actual quote, I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Shohei Ohtani through his interpreter at his press conference.
But if this is a Greg Anderson situation like with Barry Bonds, what if it's, hey, he was betting. He was funneling it through his interpreter and he's willing to take the fall.
And by the way, Don, you kind of mentioned it too. Just like, you know, for a guy that he relied on Mizuhara since he's been here, to be like his right hand, to be the guy that helped him transition into this country, to be a baseball player, to do all the things that he needs to do in order to be the successful, very successful baseball player that he is. And now, all of a sudden, that's getting ripped away from him. He just got traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, this is another new thing for him after getting so comfortable with the Angels. I know it's still L.A., but L.A. adjacent, Anaheim. And somebody that you trusted, somebody that apparently you trusted enough to hold all of the wealth of money that you already have, stole from you and has been stealing from you for quite a while. This started in, what, 2017, they said? This is when the payment started?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be heartbreaking. Heartbreaking, sad, all of it. If this is the exact account and Ohtani is telling the truth, this is just really an unfortunate business decision by him, and just he's going to have to build that trust back up with anybody that he comes in contact with now going forward.
Or just, you know, realize that you just can't fully trust everybody like that.
Right?
You're going to have to vet them in some way.
Unfortunately, he learned the hard way. Peter, I have some, but you know, not to put a damper on everything, I have some fantastic news for you.
The Commanders are in on J.J. McCarthy.
You know, I was gonna bring that up later. If you want to go to that now,
no. What were you going to say? Give me something good.
The Yager bobbleheads have been found.
Yeah.
They've been found.
Damn right they have. I saw that. I'm happy.
You gotta hear this. The Penguins were notified last week that a special cargo recovery team, we got a team now, a team on this, negotiated the return of the stolen property to a secure warehouse located in Ontario, California.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these coming from? Where did they go? That's another story for another day. The truckload arrived in Pittsburgh today and is expected to be delivered to PPG Paints Arena within the next week. And you can redeem your vouchers for those if you had a ticket for the Yager Bobblehead Day, Saturday, April 6th or Sunday, April 7th. They have been found.
The great national nightmare is over.
It really is.
How is it they were able to find the Yager Bobbleheads? However, when I was flying from Where was I? Do you guys remember when I was doing the show from some WWE PLE like 6 months ago? Mm-hmm. I arrived there and I told you guys, I'm like, damn it, I left my iPad on the plane.
Oh, yeah. They still haven't found that, have they?
No.
No.
I literally, within a half hour of leaving the plane, wrote them and said, it's in the pocket, it's in front of my seat, it's an old iPad, blah, blah, blah.
Not anymore, it's not.
Gone.
No, it's gone.
Well, same thing happened to me in Ottawa. Landed in Ottawa, cab to the hotel, take my iPad out of the bag, iPad's not there. Crap, left it. Go right immediate to the website, filed a missing report, spoke to somebody, did the same thing you did, explained exactly where it was.
Yes.
I'm sure the plane was still not cleaned yet. Right?
And then yet.
I did. It came back like 6 months later.
No kidding.
It came in the mail. It's now Mark. It's now Jalen's iPad.
That's nice.
Because the technology changed considerably in the 6 or 7 months I waited for it to come in.
I'm trying to see if I could find the when this happened. My lost item thing. It's probably been around 6 months.
All right. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden you look in the mail and there it is.
That'd be amazing.
After you've already moved on, you've already downloaded everything into the new computer.
It could be Bear's iPad.
He could use a new iPad.
He could use a new iPad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would save it for the kids.
That's right.
That's right.
Future.
What was little Guadalupe?
Guadalupe.
As Michael says. Guadalupe. Sorry, not Guadalupe.
It's very strange that he says Guadalupe.
Because he baseballs it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, guys, I'm going to give you the Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Certapro Painters. We're back. It's back.
Yay!
And in all the beauty that usually comes with the lineup, the Yankees don't play in Mexico till 8, so we don't have a starting lineup, but we do have the starting pitcher. Luis Serna will be starting for the Yankees in the other exhibition against Mexico to wrap up spring training.
Big news. Big news. It's exclusively on the S app.
I don't know if you heard that.
Wow.
That's the Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Certapro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Certapro Painters. Some interesting stuff happened on Greeny today.
Yeah.
Don, I'm sure you heard about this. Greeny, of course, got the text from Michael talking about Northwestern versus the Jets on the show on Friday. Greeny got wind of it and, of course, responded, and he's mentioned it on the show today. Let's take a listen.
Friday, I was at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to watch my alma mater play and win a thrilling game against Florida Atlantic in round one of the NCAA tournament. And on my way home, while celebrating and just being in the best mood I've ever been in, I get a text out of nowhere for Michael Kay, and he just sent me a note, would you rather see Northwestern win the NCAA championship or the Jets win the Super Bowl? And I actually thought about it for a minute, and I would say if it wasn't for my kids, then I would say the Jets.
But my
daughter is a graduate of Northwestern. My son is a current student at Northwestern. It's something that we share even more than we share the Jet thing. I mean, my son lives and dies with the Jets the same way I do, but there's a direct connection to the university that is so powerful for my family.
Palpable.
Stace went there too. That I would take that because it's something that we would share differently. And Michael Kay wrote me back that Peter Rosenberg thinks I'm crazy and that I should say the Jets. And I said, well, does Peter Rosenberg have kids? And the answer to that came back, no. And so that's sort of where we are.
So did we miss that?
No, that actually makes sense.
No, but did we miss that middle text?
There was a little bit missed there.
Was something left out?
That's a bad job out of Michael.
Because
Peter was red hot about this in the meeting.
I know.
So I hopefully someone reports this to Greeny. The way Greeny explained it now makes sense because Greeny said, if not for my kids, the answer is Jets. The kids part is a huge caveat because there are people out there who are obsessed sports fans who would say they would rather their kids get to have one better night as long as they didn't,
ice cream sundae.
They have an ice cream. As long as they have their favorite ice cream at Carvel, that would be more important than me winning a championship. So when you bring the kids in, it changes everything. But he answered. He said if not for his kids, the answer is Jets.
Yeah.
That's it. To me, that's the whole answer.
Yeah.
Adding the kids part caveat.
Left out
now you're changing it into a family conversation, blah, 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 blah. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
But he gave the answer.
And he said it would basically be Jets, but because I have my family and because I have my kids and they all, it's Northwestern.
I will say this about the school thing. The Commanders are a huge deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only team that I've been like passionately rooting for nonstop, essentially, since I was like 6 years old.
Right.
I love my Commies.
Six or seven, whatever it was. When I went to Bethesda Chevy Chase High School, and I was like a freshman and sophomore, and one of my dear friends, JJ, was like the star player on the basketball team. The way I felt about that team, nothing compared to it. I traveled. I went to all the road games. I was living and dying with every jump shot. So I understand that the connection is deep. Now, Northwestern's a bit bigger than Bethesda Chevy Chase High School.
A little.
But I do get that. But the point is, he answered. The answer is Jets. Thank you, Greeny.
Only school I didn't get into was Northwestern. That I applied to, that is.
Well, that was the only one you really pushed yourself, let's be honest.
Right, exactly. That's right.
That's how I feel. I always say to everyone, the only thing I didn't get into is Newhouse. Well, that was the hardest thing I applied.
I did get into Newhouse, actually.
You got into Newhouse?
I got into Newhouse.
And you didn't go?
Money.
They wouldn't offer you any money?
Not enough. Not enough.
Isn't that nice? He's so smart.
Wait, which part? Is it nice that he was smart enough to not spend the money? Or smart that so nice that he got into Newhouse?
Yeah.
No, that kind of bums me out because he didn't get to go.
I'm sorry.
I'd almost wish you just told me you didn't apply.
I didn't apply.
All right,
changed
good.
My mind.
Because now I feel bad. Now, A, I feel bad that I know he's smarter than me. And
no,
B,
well, again, you have to understand. Look, Fordham took a dip. They brought in Michael. Now I'm there. So clearly, like, the acceptance process is really taken.
But you did get into Newhouse. That's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What else was on the stretch of your list?
It really wasn't much. I chose Missouri because it was the number one journalism school.
You're a big Kareem Rush fan.
Yeah, big Kareem Rush fan. Uh-huh. Fordham, and I had Fordham, and then I had a couple of the Sunnis, and that was really it. It was really going to be Syracuse. It was going to be Syracuse or Fordham.
Wow.
Really.
And you got into Newhouse.
Yeah. And I think and
did you apply for money?
Yeah, it just did. In the words of Michael K, how's Oregon out for me?
That's not well.
I don't know.
I agree. Greeny also had an interesting thought.
Happy.
Thank you, Morris. I miss Morris. Greeny had one more thing to say, and this is an interesting take about UConn.
Connecticut would make the playoffs in the NBA's Eastern Conference.
I don't think that's
UConn true. Is unfairly good. Yes, they are. They're ridiculously good. This tournament is the UConn Invitational. They should just change the name of it. They should actually just give out the UConn trophy to whoever else wins and just put them to the side. No one will play them within 10 points. They've won two games. They're going to win four more, and no one will play them to a single-digit finish. If we put them in the NBA's play-in, I think they might get out of that. Like, they might win that tournament. If you put them in the Eastern Conference play-in, if the season ended today, Atlanta would be in the play-in in the East.
Stop
They're
yourself.
Eight games under 500.
There's some bad basketball in the Eastern
this
Conference.
This is what I'm saying. I give UConn a puncher's
stop
chance.
In the big Eastern Conference.
A puncher's chance.
Somebody would actually get hurt.
You know, they'd get he can't he's being I know
what
Greeny.
Rules
he's being funny.
Is it a 48-minute game? Is it a 40-minute game? Are they playing quarters? Are they playing halves? I mean, stop, Greeny, stop yourself. I'm not even going to say it, but I think that if we went to high school together, there may be more than one occasion that I locked him in a locker.
Why would you say that?
This is Woj bomb.
Don't play around with us. Better be real.
Toronto Raptors center Jontay Porter is out of the lineup and is subject of an NBA investigation into irregularities on prop betting involving him.
Ooh. That's not good at all.
Welcome to the shoot, Arrow baby.
That's not just betting on basketball.
I love it.
That's like the worst kind of betting on yourself.
I love it, though. Here's the thing. As long as it's not an under.
If you're betting overs.
It should never be. Don, it shouldn't even be illegal.
It should not even be illegal.
I mean, I get it should be because your team could work around.
I bet on my team to win.
Right. No, but that does help. By the way, if I'm judge, that does help.
Yeah.
Well, no, betting on your team to lose is way worse than betting on your team to win.
But also, you're also not caring about whether your team wins or loses. Why is he taking logo threes, you know, in a one-point game, you know,
right.
Late?
Or they're up 26 and
look,
he's taking logo
you've
threes.
Seen
right.
You've seen the videos of fans telling a guy on the bench, it's like, hey, man, you need like three more points for me to hit my parlay. And then he goes out there and he's taking a three when he probably wouldn't need to because he's up by 15.
Oh,
like, and
boy.
Again, that's not insider trading or anything. It's like, hey, man, can you shoot another three? It's like, sure, I could shoot another three.
I think I'm going to have Marco and Jalen get into music because by the time they get older, there may not be sports.
Guys, we only have a couple more minutes. Let's get to Drop Madness. The results for today in the Flub region. The 3-seed Peter advances.
Glass half full.
56-44. Also in the Flub region, we go chalk.
Hit the post, but the backhand, that one worked.
And it really wasn't close. 64-36. Took an early lead and just coasted all the way through.
I hate Jacob Perry.
Oh, my. Jacob is who got that in the system there, Tom.
That's right.
And that's who, I believe it was all of
great
us
job
kinda,
by
unfortunately,
Jacob.
That really advocated hard for that drop to be in there.
It's a great drop.
So it's really on all of us, and I'm not going to just put
it's
it on Jacob.
It's a wonderful drop.
In the funny region, the three seed advances.
See ya.
55-45. We do have an upset in the funny region, the 11 seed.
I've got a team that stinks.
And we have to say goodbye to...
Wake up, Flip.
54-46. It was a close one.
No, listen, Flip is it's a great drop in terms of usage, but, you know, well, I get it.
Here's the good news. Moving forward, Flip will do enough things for me to say that live plenty of times.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Wake up, Flip.
In the troubling region...
That might have been live just now.
We have the three seed coasting.
Your face against the freaking television. Screen,
it's gonna
and
go
you can't again. Remember who didn't bunt.
Don yelling 76-24. I don't even have to name it. Don yelled.
Well, who'd it beat?
It beat what I thought was a pretty good drop.
You get like a rogue piece of sand in the wrong hole.
Yeah,
I do enjoy that one. It will be going up against an 11 seed.
People suck.
Wow.
A Don Rantz.
He's Chris Russo. He's God. He floats on air.
Does not make it.
And that was a remote.
I got to tell
that
you,
was?
I'm shocked that the Chris Russo did not go. I mean, the Michael people suck. It just shows that, you know, whatever, no matter what Michael says about himself and how much he constantly makes himself an underdog and nobody loves me and blah, blah, blah. People want to hear some good old fashioned Michael K.
And somebody who's become a staple in Drop Madness, and I hope he knows it, Paul and Trenton. The three seed, 74-26 over Danny DeVito, Dan Grasso. And one more upset. The 11s were out to play in this tournament this year.
What is your take on sausage?
Danny, 66-34 over Bob Costas in the nether region. Eight more matchups tomorrow. That's going to do it for Drop Madness today. Andy and Andy brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24-7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Excellent, excellent question.
Great job, Anthony Pusick.
Thank you.
Hopefully Michael's back tomorrow. We'll wait and get a text from him probably later tonight. Either way, we're going to have to break down the Knicks Pistons. We'll preview the Rangers. Baseball season just a couple days away. In the words of Billy Joel, Zanzibar. Am I right? See you tomorrow, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.